Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Would you believe it if I told you, Tom? Mm-hmm. The grocery store is where the majority of Americans say they feel the most self-conscious.
Hmm. About what?
Not about how they look, but about what we're buying.
Oh, of course. We food shame.
No, it's not food, actually.
So, it's got to be like, what, personal products, I'm guessing?
Okay, the majority of people who say they feel the most self-conscious at the grocery store feel this way because they're also looking at other non-food items in the cart.
It's like things that you don't necessarily need and how much.
Well, no, here's the thing. No. These people need these things, and that's why they're buying them. By the way, 7 in 10 people admit to judging people based on what's inside their cart at the grocery store.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
So before we get into what the stuff actually is, you look at other people's stuff?
Food?
Yes.
Like, even food?
Well, I see what's in their cart.
Why? What?
That's weird.
I look at the person, and I look at the cart. Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need all those. Better lay up to soda.
I guess if they have an excessive amount of something, I always wonder how many people you're buying for. Like if you would just have a full cart full of like frozen pizzas, like how many pizzas can you eat?
Or like an excessive amount of peanut butter. Like for some reason, like there's some peanut butter hoarders in this town, man.
Do you have peanut butter on your tongue right now?
Yes.
For
some reason, man, people load up on freaking peanut butter.
It's always, sometimes it's out at the store.
Yeah.
Because somebody must just go and buy it all.
It's summertime. Who's eating peanut butter?
I've never done this before. I've never looked
at it. You are a judging mofo.
You definitely would notice if somebody had something weird in their cart, or a bunch of one thing in their cart.
I might notice that, but I don't look at other people's carts when I'm at the grocery store.
Constantly.
I didn't even know there was a thing.
I'm a gawker.
Okay. So that being said, it's the stuff we're the most self-conscious about purchasing where it starts to get a little weird.
Well, it'd have to be some personal product that's a little embarrassing.
All right, so if I asked you, Tommy, the number one thing people got shy about buying, self-conscious, what do you think it would be?
Intimate hygiene products.
Okay, well, give me a little more specific. Well,
what's the one for when you have an itchy
Vagisil.
Coochie?
Vagisil.
No, the one I'm thinking of, it's called itchy coochie. No, like anything like that, anything vagina related.
Okay.
Number one. So
vagina or butt related.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so close. Yes. But I'm thinking like any kind of tampon.
Okay. You're going to name like 40 things.
I know.
The number
he doesn't
one.
Know 40 things.
All right, well, you want an actual product.
Give me a product. Go.
Tampon.
No.
No.
The number one thing
all the time.
People get shy about buying at the grocery store? Condoms.
Okay.
No, but that's weird.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this is.
Because I know what you're up to.
This is a survey of adults.
You're going to get yourself.
It would make sense, Kimmy. Done talking to you.
Yeah. If, a teenager would be embarrassed.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But as a grown-ass person, you buying condoms means you're getting laid.
But it's also...
Yeah, but you still might be a little more selective about who you go through, whose line you go through.
Why?
All right, so let's say guy my age.
Yeah.
Got the Trojans up there.
Okay.
And young person, they're going to look at me like, where are you going, old-timer?
But you're...
What are these the last condoms you're ever going to buy?
They are. You would feel weird about buying condoms?
Yes.
At my age,
first of all, who are you knocking up, old man?
What, but you need to buy the condoms to have sex with somebody? Yeah, bro, what are you out of your mind? All the things you say, all the things you've done, buying condoms makes you self-conscious.
Yes.
Would you be self-conscious about buying condoms right now, Kimmy?
Probably a little, like I said, a little bit. I think I'd be more selective in whose line I go through. I would probably go through a line with a woman who's checking me out.
Okay, so let's say you got your condoms up there for your man. Big weekend coming up.
Okay.
The Kimmy house. Rocking it. begging it out.
Okay, thank you for not rhyming that.
And you see somebody you know at Wegmans. It's just like, you know, you always run into people at Wegmans, okay, right? And it's riding high on the top of your thing. Do you bury it in your cart before you get close?
Really?
Because what if it's, I don't, just like you wouldn't want a box of condoms sitting out here at work. Like,
that
if it's just.
Bother me.
That would
either.
Be the old show.
Which, by the way, they never got used.
No. I would not.
I don't want to. That's just not something I want that person to see.
Because that's just saying, that's telling everybody what your penis is up
to
this weekend.
Look what I'm doing.
Yes.
I just assume that every adult in the grocery store is having sex.
But this is like telling me
showing you.
You was about to have sex.
So what?
Like, if I see that on a Friday afternoon, I know you're banging Friday night.
If I see it on a Tuesday morning, I know you're banging Tuesday afternoon.
You hold on to them till Friday night.
I don't. Well, you go bareback during the weekdays.
Yeah, man.
Friday is when they swim it. That is so weird that you're two adults that would be weird about buying condoms.
I don't know. I just would avoid it if I can.
Any intimate product should probably, I think people would get uncomfortable with.
All right, so to that point, mm-hmm. they have a whole list of the top things.
And there's so much stuff, bro.
We're talking about how people rank the grocery store as one of the places they get the most self-conscious based on them knowing other people are looking in their carts and judging them. So after condoms being a number one on the list, number two, emergency contraception pops up. And that makes sense because there's a hell of a lot of judgment there.
Okay.
Morning after.
Yeah,
stuff.
I got you.
Okay. But after that, the list gets weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we saw this list, you would have thought based on every hacky stand-up set from the 80s, you said it, period products would be high.
Price check on the...
Yeah, exactly. Especially for guys. Thank you. We got it. But that's not the case. So after emergency contraception, bed bug spray.
Because your house is nasty.
Head lice treatment.
But that's all because you're gross.
Hemorrhoid cream.
But.
Diarrhea relief.
Ooh, you got to squirt and I'm standing next to you.
Pregnancy
sewage
tests.
Ass.
And adult diapers. All of those come before.
Yeah, diapers,
that all makes
man.
Sense, though.
But all of those things come before, quote, period, products.
All right.
Kimmy, would you have a problem purchasing any of the things we just named? Bed bug spray, head lice treatment, hemorrhoid cream, diarrhea relief, pregnancy test, or adult diapers?
Would I have a... I mean, obviously, you have to purchase them because those are things you need.
Would you be embarrassed to purchase
yes,
them?
Yes, I would be... I would be self-conscious checking out with, especially bed bug spray, because I would be afraid people wouldn't want to get near
right.
me.
Right. Head lice, you know? The same thing.
Yeah.
No, but everybody gets head lice
eventually.
Yeah,
but you're telling
no,
me you
don't.
Have head lice.
Okay, black people don't get head lice, but everybody who's not black people get head lice.
Okay, so
that's
but you're
true.
Telling
I've
you people.
I've never had head lice.
I'm infested. It means I have gross stuff in my house. That's
the house, bro.
Here's something else people would be very uncomfortable with, and I've seen it firsthand.
What?
So, like, when you, because Wegmans has a pharmacy right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've seen people, as soon as they get their, whatever their medication, they either bury it in the cart or they stay. And it might not be, I would have to have such vision to see what's on that actual bottle. Mm-hmm. But people are afraid somebody's going to ask them a question if they run into them.
Okay, and that's fine. I get
How
that.
How you feeling? You okay?
Okay, but that's very personal.
Yeah, it's Viagra. We're going to tear it up this weekend.
That's a medication that is either so intense mm-hmm. or so personal that you can't get it off a shelf. I understand that. That makes sense.
Okay.
But the rest of this stuff, come on, man.
Adult diaper means your ass is done.
Okay, here's
you
what.
You have a dead ass.
Okay.
Can't even hold your poo.
If I see you're 70 years old with an adult diaper in your cart, you've hit that point in
but
your life.
But what if you're not 70?
Yeah.
Okay, that I get.
Hey.
That I get.
There's guys your age need it.
If you.
Because you partied your ass out.
At 35,
you don't think
there's
guys on diaper? Because they did too much fun?
Okay.
At the Bills parking lot?
That person, I feel, it goes out, doesn't come back in. Those people I feel for.
Okay.
But like if you're 70 years old and you're buying adult diapers, there's no reason to feel shame. Like you're at that point now. If you're in your
50s. But
you 50s,
don't want to admit that you're at that point
So let's
point
say you
now.
Have to buy them for your parents. So let's say your dad and mom get to the point where they're having problems.
Okay.
And you've got to run down and get the adult diapers. I've had to do this, man.
Okay.
And let's say you're 45 years old now.
Yeah.
And your old man's on the diaper.
Okay.
And there you're with a pile of diapers in line.
It's not going to bother me.
You would feel that, like you have to explain to people that this is not for you.
No, because I would feel like I'm embarrassing my father or mother by telling them I'm telling you.
Yeah, and that's what the radio's for.
Yeah, well, hey, I will tell stories that actually happen. I'm not going to embarrass my parents as some kid working at Wegmans or Tops. You guys are so weird.
This is for my parents. Not for me.
That's you, not me.
Because you could be at that age where you could use the diaper too.
It wouldn't bother me. The amount of, bro, maybe it's because you don't have kids and you never did anything for your previous two wives. Like the amount of embarrassing stuff
I've had.
Them.
Why?
The amount of embarrassing stuff I've had to buy, like this doesn't faze me. Maybe you need to be a little more secure in your masculinity, buddy.
About my butt? My butt masculinity? Your my man butt?
Busculinity.
Buttulinity?
I mean, Kimmy, you're also not at that point yet either. I get it. I think, Kimmy, in a couple of years, if you have kids, you're going to get to a point where there is no shame in anything you're buying.
I don't know. I still think I still think you're going to be aware that that's in your cart.
Yeah, like
you might not change anything. Cream. You might just walk in, buy it, no problem. But I think you're still like, if you, especially if you run into somebody you know, you're like kind of looking around like, oh, shoot. Like, I wonder if they think it's weird that I have this in my cart.
Phone number 222-6000. Turns out one of the places we as human beings feel the most uncomfortable and insecure is at the grocery store. And it's all based on things that are in our cart. The number one thing people feel embarrassed about buying: condoms. Then comes emergency contraception, bed bug spray, head lice treatment, hemorrhoid cream, diarrhea relief, pregnancy test, adult diapers, and period stuff is what they say in the article.
Period stuff. Yeah.
Both Kimmy and Tommy are not only going, yeah, I feel embarrassed, they're now breaking down what they see in other people's carts.
Because, it, I mean, it's a tell of how that person's either doing or what they're going to be doing or how their weekend's going to go. Because if I see a husband and wife on a Saturday morning and she's got, you know, the tampons or the, you know, the pads down there, I know he ain't having any fun this weekend, bro.
No, but the PMS is gone.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's ragging and she needs.
You judge tampons? That's a weird one.
Yeah. No, but I'm just.
He's immature. I mean, that's what it is. He's an 8-year-old boy.
Because you could just be buying them because you're out and you.
Guess who isn't getting any this weekend on lane 8?
Or you could
Bob and Carol
it.
Over there.
You could be buying it for your kid.
My kid is ragging also this weekend. My life's really going to suck.
Bro, I can look at you with an empty cart and know you ain't getting any this weekend. How? I don't get it, man. Like, I know that we're immature. We bust balls and say stupid things. But the fact that you can't walk into a grocery store without feeling other people are looking at you, you know you're not that important, right?
What are you talking about?
Excuse me. Big radio star Tommy Mealy. Like, everyone wants to look at my cart. Check it out. This is what a radio guy eats and
drinks. I have a Shoppers Club card. I'm in the club, man. I'm clubbing.
Side question. Do you still have a card?
Yes.
Really?
I have the original card. My card is so old.
How old is it?
I bet you it's almost, it's got to be in the 20-something years. I still have it. And it still works.
Why do you still have that?
I don't know.
So you don't punch the numbers in, you scan the card?
I just dip, there you go.
No, you don't.
Then I write my check. And then I get out my change purse.
222-6000. Let's talk to Scott. He's on CMF. Hey, Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm always looking for somebody with a upside-down pineapple in their cart.
Why is that, Scott?
You don't know what that is, huh? I'm going to leave you hanging so your listeners can explain it to you.
Okay, great, Scott. Thanks. Have a good one. I don't even. Who cares?
What is that all about?
I don't know. Listen, it's probably something horrific that we don't want to know about. So let's just let that go.
Okay.
Facebook messages coming in.
Yes.
You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dale. He says, I feel more sensitive buying junk food than I would buying any other thing you guys just named. Sex is no big deal. Body stuff is no big deal. But I could change the way that I eat, and I don't want people judging me for that. I think that makes more sense.
Well, based
on the way you just spoke.
Well, I like to think I'm like the UN of judgment. I judge it all.
Okay.
Like, I bring it. I don't discriminate. I bring all my judgment to the table. Like, if I think you're buying too much beer in the middle of the week, you're an alcoholic.
Says man that has bottle of booze a week.
I do get nervous when I go to like Century on a Tuesday.
If you go too often.
If I'm also like early and it's just the employees and I'm like the only guy there buying booze. Like, they just know, like, this guy's got a problem.
Bro, like, for a guy that sits here and goes, you know, look, don't talk about shame. Shame is nothing you should feel, you know, body shame and this, that, and the other thing. You have a lot of shame, and you shame a hell out of a lot of people for stupid things.
I like to think I'm a giver and a taker in the shame game.
Okay. And here's the other thing. What?
Somebody didn't bring up a good point. There is the self-checkout line now, which a lot of people, if you do feel shame, you could go through the self-checkout line.
But you better hope it scans, because if it don't, that lady's got to come over with her little key and help you.
Hold on, honey, with the condoms like this, these things haven't been scanning all day. Bob, can you get me a thing on the Magnum Trojans, even though I don't think they'd fit on him? He may need an O-ring with that.
Jake writes us on Facebook. He says, the only thing in that list that would make me uncomfortable is a pregnancy test, because then everyone would know your business, and if you see someone you know with that in your hand.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a reason you have that.
That I understand, right? Okay. You don't want anyone. Would you ask somebody, don't tell anyone you saw me with this pregnancy test?
Well, if you want to keep it a secret, you'd almost have to.
Or would you just hope they didn't see it? Because now you're pointing it out.
Yeah, but
or if you ran into somebody that you know and they're going to go, oh my God, what's going on here?
But I see, I don't think I would say that. Because
no,
I,
but some people would.
No, who's that? What's the word people. I'm looking for? Obtuse?
I don't know what their religion is. I just think they would say it. Like if I ran into, I'll tell you this. So let's say I ran into you and your wife and I don't see nothing. I'm going to go home and go, I think she's pregnant. I said they had a pregnancy.
Why are you such a dick, man?
No, but that's how people do.
No, like, no, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but you're going to tell your wife. If you saw me with something, you're
what,
still.
A pregnancy test?
Yes.
What have you been doing with the dog?
See? Had a half dog kid.
I think Lily's pregnant.
He's got a big old forehead. He's under arrest. No, but you wouldn't tell your wife.
No. I mean, brothers.
But that's part of the vows, because if my wife found out that I didn't tell her, she'd be pissed.
Here's my issue with that. What? Let's say it's someone we know, right. And they got a pregnancy test in their hand, and I go and I tell my wife, oh my God, do you know who might be pregnant? Well, what if when they're not pregnant, what if things go... I wouldn't want my wife to embarrass herself by saying, oh my God, are you pregnant? And then she bursts into tears.
No, but my wife and your wife know, don't let this go any further.
Yeah.
You just, that's between you and I. I mean, that's my wife understands that having him had
children. Yeah, I don't know anybody bold enough to go and ask after having that little bit of information.
Really?
Right.
Mr. Gossip Queen who tells everybody about everything.
Don't use me.
You're everybody.
No, but I'm saying, like, I think if I tell my wife something, it stays there.
Okay. Because when your wife tells you something, you never tell anybody else.
Keep it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.